Did Yuri just describe the size of his penis when he said that the trans person that he saw in the bar would have a dick twice the size as his, and then he later said the dick would be 8 inches, so that now he says, by doing the math, that he has a 4-inch penis? Hey, Mike and Yuri, this is Will Zim. I love your silly little podcast, though there's way too much sex involved. Stupid sex, that is. But I do have an idea for a TV show for you guys where a vampire works the scenes of murders and accidents, and he's able to get the blood that's left behind. He's got to clean it out. The reason he does this is he does have vampire AIDS, and in order to not risk infecting people, he uses all the leftover blood from the sites to eat, but he also gains insights in the murders and solves crimes with them.
Welcome to the Let's Get Dangerous podcast. This is Yuri, Fist of Fury.
And my name is Michael Gaylord Graham.
And we're here with my buddy Matt Mueller.
That's me.
Say hello, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Don't smart mouth me, bro.
That's an old joke, though, right?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Hey, can't beat a classic, you know.
It's like a classic knock-knock joke.
So today we've got, oh my god, the things we've got to talk about before we start playing the games are, do you want to just jump right into it?
What do you want to do?
Well, before we played the episode, first we got a couple of messages from our friend, listener, shout out to Will Zim.
Will Zim.
Matt Will Zim.
Yeah,
he listened to him. Nice guy, I'm sure.
Yeah, I let Matt listen to him.
Yeah. So, which one do you want to address first? The penis length?
The penis length, I guess?
Yeah.
I felt like he pays attention to detail, because I didn't fucking catch that, you know what I mean? And then when he started putting the pieces together, I'm like, he just called me out on my 4-inch dick. Yeah. What's this?
So Uriel's like,
you gotta outline this for me.
Yeah, Uriel's like, talking about meeting a transvestite, and he's like, that transvestite's person had, his dick is at least as twice as long as mine. And like, and then later on, he's like, oh, it had to be an 8-incher. And then Will Ziv is like, so that means your dick is 4 inches.
Yeah. So he's like, so.
Basic math.
By proxy.
Yeah, I don't feel bad for
basic
you.
Basic math. Yuri's got a 4-inch penis? I was like.
He knows.
Fucker. Yeah, he sent that one in yesterday. Fuck you, Will Zim, for fucking calling me out like that.
He's in the legendary improv class also.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. I want him on the podcast. Right. He seems very smart. Like he's very creative.
Yeah, he's the best. Yeah, love him.
Yeah, because then he sent us that first message of his fucking like.
We were talking about vampires with AIDS.
Oh yeah, remember I showed you that one.
You let me listen to that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Work. Yeah. That was an idea.
It was good. Sure. I mean, I feel like you can
see. It's a roughed out idea.
Yeah, very roughed out. You want to tell them what it is?
All right. So basically, Will pitched us a show idea. Maybe we'll bring it as an audio drama, as a special episode or something, where the cop is a vampire, but he got turned into a vampire while he had AIDS, so he has vampire AIDS. And so
vampire AIDS?
It's VAIDS.
That you can only infect other vampires? Or is this like AIDS like times 1,000%?
I like that. Let's go with AIDS times that. That gives the character.
So the only way to survive AIDS. It is to be a vampire.
Yeah, you gotta be a vampire.
Okay, that makes sense.
So then I guess in order to save them, he's got to fucking bite them with the virus.
Only if he infects. But maybe he's not the only one with AIDS. And then there's like a bad guy vamp who's like, oh, I'm going to spread this as much as I can. And he's like swiping on his Tinder trying to find all his.
I think I'm going to give her vampire
AIDS. Vampire Tinder?
Yeah, so.
Vinder.
So isn't he like drinking the blood of murder scenes? I thought I heard
that.
Yeah. It's not, and then he's like,
that way he doesn't infect anybody else. Or yeah, something, but he's still solving the crime.
So he's a self-conscious vampire. He gets right?
he's the hero. Yeah, he's the hero.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll do it as an audio drama.
Like the villain, kind of, because he has vades.
Well, with any vampire, there's a whole duplicitous nature.
And then like he feeds at the same time. Yeah. Is he able to feed without actually having to like kill anybody?
Or infect them.
Yeah. And then I guess he also said, Will Zim said that he gets like information, right? From the blood?
Yeah.
Or some shit like that.
Superpower or something.
Superpower.
Cool.
Like you can see how the person was killed?
Yeah.
Oh.
I told Jana this yesterday and she's like, it sounds just like a weird extension of True Blood.
Wait, do the I'm other so like he's a vampire on a police force and he's looking at homicides. Do the other cops know he's a vampire? We're gonna be like, hey, get in there, buddy. I don't have a lot of budget this month. You just drink that blood, tell us what happened.
I had a thought about that. What if he has a friend in forensics that knows? Oh, but like
it's kinda like Dexter, but yeah. With vampires.
Oh yeah, okay. So like only one person in the police department knows it.
And he's keeping it a secret because vampires aren't, they're creatures of the night and they're villains and everybody will freak out over vampires.
Yeah. So then he can just like steer them in the right direction without giving for the investigation. Yeah. Okay.
Like he already knows, but he can't just go out and tell them like
Season arc twist ending at the end of the season, police chief is the other vampire with AIDS. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my god. So, and he's the asshole that's been spreading the AIDS.
Exactly.
But if you look at it like, if you're at an active murder scene and there's somebody laying there and there's a pool of blood, and you're like, I gotta go drink that fucking blood. Yeah. I gotta do it.
And then they get in a fight.
So he's got to have somebody to distract the rest of the cops, or else that's just weird.
His buddy in forensics will be that guy.
Yeah. So he's down on all fours. He's lapping the shit up.
There's some dude out there just...
And like, he's got a thick Transylvanian accent as well.
There's no red flags.
Dude, he's going to sell this show to somebody.
Yeah, Sci-Fi Channel.
I think we got something here, Will Zim.
That's funny. I would watch that.
Will gets a creator and executive producer credit. Yeah.
The distraction for him like to drink the blood is some dude banging out a donkey out there, catching everyone's attention.
Speaking of.
Yeah.
That's a good segue.
Good segue, right?
Yeah.
But so I was listening to the King and Sting podcast.
Theo Von.
With Theo Von and Brendan Schaub. Shout out to the King of the Sting podcast. I love that podcast. But they were talking about how Vice, is it Viceland or Vice?
It's just Vice. Yeah.
Is it Vice? Came out with this documentary where there's this like part of Colombia that it's customary for young men and an older man, I guess.
Wait, just real fast. Okay. You two have seen this and had time to process it. I got done watching this thing about 45 seconds ago.
I know.
So I'm still,
but it's still
fresh. Sinking in.
He watched it earlier this morning. I made him watch it, and I watched it before him. So in total, I've seen this three times. I watched a documentary about people fucking donkeys three times. But it's customary for them to fuck donkeys. Yeah. So, we watched this documentary, and fuck, man.
Yeah, they're completely under the belief that, it makes your dick bigger.
Yeah.
And
which
two,
I don't understand that part.
Yeah, that's...
I'd like to see some scientific facts, though.
We're going to have to check the math on that one. And the other thing is, you're not competent as a husband unless you do
it. Yeah, like, it's almost like an initiation.
That blows me away, that part does.
Yeah, that all the women are just like, you better have had
sex. Because, like, the guy was saying everybody there is a 10 or a 7, and
yeah,
the 7s
are
the ugly
the chicks
ones.
Go, yeah.
So you start dating a perfect 10, they're like, hey, whoa,
but
you want to take me out to dinner, how many donkeys did you fuck? 5
like,
or more.
She's like, I only fuck guys who fucked at least 20 donkeys.
Yeah.
Like, that's the standard.
And that's a normal thing to say, I guess.
I guess it's not like,
instead
I
of
only
going...
fuck doctors.
Yeah.
In Colombia, it's like, I only fuck guys who have fucked 20 donkeys.
Somebody's going after, like, the prom king isn't the captain of the football team.
Dude.
It's little Marco over there.
Little Marco, he's fucked, like, 13 donkeys, yeah, and he's, like, 14 years of age, dude. Well, dude, we were watching, like, all those kids.
Yeah.
Were like, all these little guys fuck donkeys.
That was the best line of the entire thing. It's like, all these kids are fucking donkeys.
Like, it's no big deal, yeah. too.
And but none of those kids looked like they had, like, pubes or anything. Like, what are they? They're just...
All these kids are, like, 4 feet tall. Yeah. And then they show a donkey. A donkey's, like, 4.5 feet tall.
So I guess,
so like I don't understand the logistics of that.
So my guess is that I guess
do the kids come?
They have to. I remember I was blowing loads then, dude.
At 11?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't.
I was still playing with Pokemon cards,
fucking
man.
Nerd.
Yeah, dude, I was playing Paws fucking and shit. Yeah. I never fucked a donkey.
I don't know if you fucking donkeys, dude. I'm just kidding, dude. I never fucked a donkey. But like, I feel like a father when it's like it's time to show, you know, his son the rite of passage, like he gives him a stool for his first donkey.
And
like
it holds a donkey.
Yeah. Like it's like a 2 foot stool so he can fuck his first donkey.
Oh, I mentioned that's a really nice sentence.
It's like, but, son, I want grandchildren. It's like, this is the first step to that
this
road.
This is the first step. This is my father before me stole and was passed down to his father, and I'm passing it down to you.
And this is our family donkey,
this
Gloria.
Is our family donkey.
She's not going to mind. Dude, like, she knows the game.
I know how, like, because I know it's going to feel weird for you to have sex with the same donkey as your brothers, but she's done us all well.
Brothers so. With a donkey.
Dude, you're asking about brothers with that donkey.
That's crazy.
God. And, like, what was funny to me is, like, when these the women were talking about it, there was it was no big deal. Like, yeah, you know.
Like the
here.
Moms, yeah.
Yeah, the mom yeah. almost, like, was given permission, like. Well, no, they have to.
She said they can fuck all the donkeys they want.
Just no yeah. little, none of those little sluts in the neighborhood. Just
yeah, as long as you don't, because it's almost like a religious, that's to do with religion, because Colombia's heavily Catholic.
That's what they said, yeah.
Is it saying the Catholic Bible?
There's nothing in the Bible so then, about like, donkeys at all.
You're not supposed to be fucking before marriage, so like these guys are fucking these donkeys instead. So when they do get married, it's like, I fucking worked on my routine, on my moves, on Gloria, the family donkey.
Well, is it easier to find the G-spot on a donkey or on a person?
Well, fuck, dude. I don't know how big that pussy is, but I'm
imagining
it's like huge.
I think that's probably good, because the lady also said that if you fuck a dog, it's so much more tighter.
Tighter than,
you can't, no woman's ever going to compare, but you go to a big sloppy donkey, and if you can get off with that,
you can get off with anything.
Yeah.
Giant crevice. Dude, and then I don't know, like, it's weird. It's because where Mike and I grew up, I'm not going to say any names, but
I'll say it, because, yeah, I know exactly what family you're talking about.
Yeah, I think everybody knows what family we're talking about, but they were, like, they raised animals like that. There was, like, fucking 5 or 6 of those motherfuckers, like, of that family, that they raised animals. Like, they raised goats and shit, and I remember those kids getting a lot of shit as kids, dude. Like,
oh, yeah.
On the bus and stuff all the time, saying that they fucked these goats and shit like
were
that.
Were they just saying that, or was there
proof? That's the thing. I don't know.
Were they from... What was this place called in Colombia? Catabunga?
Cartagena.
Okay. I can't say that.
Yeah, I can't either.
But,
we're...
Dude, that... Those
we're
kids,
Caucasian.
I just remember these kids, you just... I felt bad. Like, I probably did join in and, like, fucking call them goat fuckers or whatever.
Trying to
they
fit
used
in?
To call, trying to fit in.
Yeah.
And then one day, dude, because these kids, they're ranch kids. These guys were ranch kids.
Mm-hmm.
They were pretty
strong hands.
Strong, dude.
Yeah.
And, somebody that could, like, handle a donkey. Keep
oh, yeah.
from running away
yeah.
with your strong hands.
That's probably why they were so strong. They did have a donkey, though.
That's why they're strong?
Yeah.
Well, here's...
You gotta hold them, bro. Like, where you going, bro?
I kind of felt the same way, because I know the youngest brother. Well, maybe the second youngest brother. Oh, there's a bunch
there's
of those.
There's a bunch of them,
yeah.
dude. And each one of them got it. Each one of them got
oh, yeah.
made fun of for that.
Wow. I gotta imagine that if you were to walk up to a virgin donkey and try to fuck it, that thing's gone. You're getting kicked. So the donkey that we saw in there, just like, yep, same shit all the time.
He's like, fuck,
this
here
is like
we go
a
again.
Thousandth time.
Did you see?
It was eating grass while it was getting banged.
Yeah. And when it was showed, when they were showed it to the sex doctor, and then it was like the little laptop video on the side of that
yeah.
guy's finger blasting
yeah,
the
like
donkey.
Finger blasting
yeah,
the donkey,
he's getting this donkey.
He's just
excited.
Warming it up, dude. It was like, what? Like, it's like foreplay for the
And that's
donkey.
Something I never would think about. Like, I got to get this donkey in the mood before I fuck this donkey. I'm going to do bestiality. It's just that.
Here's the question. Is it rape? Because you can't, you know.
I guess a donkey
don't
can't
get
consent.
Yeah.
I guess the consent is not getting kicked.
Hey, yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it has to be.
You get kicked, dude. You're not fucking that donkey, bro.
Like, some donkeys pull wagons, some donkey pack minerals around, some donkeys just get fucked.
Should chicks, like, do that now?
Look, it's just a roll. If your man is climbing on you and you're not in the mood, give him a kick.
Give him a donkey kick.
Yeah. Just... yeah. You punch him.
Yeah.
That's so weird to me.
And then that dude,
and this lady, real fast, the lady wearing the red drape in there was way too versed in bestiality all forms of animal life.
She wrote that book that they were fucking talking about.
And I believe she had sex with a falcon.
What?
I don't know.
In mid-flight?
It swooped down.
This seems dangerous for the clitoris.
Yeah, that's what it did. One of those little...
with those talons?
You know, like when they grab a fish out of the river, that's what he did to her...
to her vagina.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Cool. Well, but no, you go through that, you can write a book.
She wrote a book. Like, what in your mind possesses you? Like, well, you know, this is going to be my career. I'm going to be a sex therapist about for people who do bestiality. I'm like, that's quite the niche.
It is, but nobody else is talking about it. She got a cornered audience.
Yeah, that's true. She fucking, yeah. I wonder if she's, and like, she looks like she like.
Like puts goldfish up there and
yeah,
she films it. Well, before
she's got that haircut.
Like, she does have that haircut.
And I don't want the host of that Vice segment getting off scot-free. No normal man wears a V-cut
that
neck that
V-cut
low.
That fucking V-cut was deep. Yeah,
it was going down to his belly button.
It's the only thing he wore the entire time. It's like he never changed his shirt.
No.
And then he acts all bummed out that he finally got footage of somebody fucking a donkey. He's like, Dad, that's why you were there.
That's why you were there, bro. Don't act surprised. You were there to watch the donkey show.
Yeah, you know.
That being said,
into.
Though, I would be a little bit shocked to walk around a tree line and there's a dude with his pants all the way off.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna fuck this donkey. I'm just gonna take the bottom half of my
with a big smile, making eye contact with you.
And he looked right at the camera.
Yes, dude, dead nuts to the camera.
Yeah, I would be like, whoa.
Like giving a thumbs up, and then after he fucks it, he's like hugging the ass and like smoking a cigarette, dude. Like, oh, fuck, bro.
Goes to the stagnant pond of like still laying water, like
just
a rain puddle.
This is a pond. This is a body of water that's tiny, has no inlet or outlet. It is totally
stagnant.
It was a puddle. You can't see through it.
No, he's gonna catch some sort of ED. If he washed his dick with that dirty ass water.
And then he puts on his underwear without drying his dick off.
Yeah, he's got weird underwear.
Savages.
He's got he's got like a bikini bottom, dude.
Yeah, that was weird. Yeah, he just puts on his little mankini and his parachute pants and he goes about his day.
And he's just stoked about himself.
All those
like,
chicks
he's, like,
were
he's
hot
a...
too though, like.
Oh yeah, yeah, we kind of brushed
donkeys,
over that.
Bro.
Yeah. All the women in that village were beautiful, yeah.
I met this Colombian chick in Argentina.
Shout out.
Yeah. Shout out to Carolina. She's, I think I do follow her. She's cool. But I'm going to have to ask her. Like, yo, because she's from that area.
She would know.
I'm going to ask her. I swear to God. Next podcast, I'm going to give you guys an update and see what she told me.
Also ask her if there's any kind of like weird things that the women there would do.
Yeah, because they're
they didn't talk about
not,
the women's sexual history or preparation at all.
Right, yeah. Huh.
Well... it's like I said, like it's a heavy Catholic. Like, that kind of fucking goes out the window. Like women kind of seem are like they don't give a fuck about the women.
Well, the Mormon religion, there was a big thing when I was growing up where Mormon chicks would just do anal.
Dude, we talked about that
because it doesn't count.
We talked about and the
mudslide,
soaking.
Dude. Shout out to mudslide.
I mean, they're not going home and telling their parents, "Hey, I just had sex with Tim," but it's okay.
It's okay. It was just butt stuff. But, yeah, we fucking grew up with a girl like that.
Yeah.
Just strictly butt stuff, dude.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. He was mudslide, we used to call her.
Did I mention when I was a camp counselor I stole that?
I wonder if she did know that we all called her mudslide.
She
probably
knows.
Oh,
she had to know. Her boyfriend, shout out to Nick Schmidt.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to use his first and last
Schmidt,
name.
Dude, shout out to Nick Schmidt, dude. Is he the one that created the mudslide?
Oh, yeah.
Did he?
Awesome. I don't know if they're still together. I don't think they're still together, but I don't. So I don't feel bad throwing him under the bus. And I'll say he told everybody about that. Like, that's how we all found out.
Good for him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of a dick move, but like whatever.
Yeah. Well, you know,
made popular.
Yeah. Well, he's also one of the smartest guys in our class too. He's like an engineer and stuff.
Is he really?
Man, no kidding.
Schmidt, who's his brother?
Tanner.
Oh shit!
Shout out to Tanner,
out to Tanner, dude. Well, yeah.
Sometimes I'm jealous you guys came from a smaller town.
Yeah, we have goat fuckers and chicks who just did anal.
Alleged goat fuckers.
Alleged.
Fair.
Dude, yeah.
Fair.
One time, dude, we were on the bus because we used to ride the same bus. Like, we were on the same route. Some dude was giving him shit. And this, like I said, these kids were strong. I mean, fucking, you gotta be strong to hold down them fucking.
Yeah.
Them animals, dog. But, just didn't even say a word. Just cold cocked him right in his fucking face.
Knock him out?
Knocked him the fuck out.
Really?
Can't blame him.
And then I was like, yeah, he doesn't fuck goats. So, like, ever since then, dude, like, I've always been friends with him.
Yeah, they've always been cool to me, too, because, you know.
But I feel like those stories.
I taught one of them how to read.
Did you? Yeah, dude, because they weren't, like, they were. It was weird. Like, I feel like they weren't all there.
Yeah, well.
You know what I mean?
I don't want to. This is conjecture, but yeah. It might be a little bit of inbreeding down the line.
That could be.
If I'm fucking being honest, like, I'd heard something like that. I honestly did.
You're taking your IQ with a fucking tire pressure gauge. Kind of thing. Is that low?
Should we ask Matt what we ask our guests usually?
How'd you lose your virginity, Matt?
I knew this was coming.
Yeah. Like, were you prepared?
Huh?
Were you prepared?
Oh, no. You're always prepared because it's a memory.
It isn't. Yeah,
it's in there. So, I lost my virginity to this Japanese girl from Japan.
Oh, Itadaki Mas. Yeah. All right.
She was also a virgin.
Ew.
Here's the weird thing, though. It was not pleasant at all. Because she...
Never
it
is.
It took like four tries, dude. That hymen was armored.
Was couldn't it sideways?
We were in the samurai armor.
Fuck, dude. And so, like, I was so young, I'm thinking, like, I guess this is just how deep a vagina is. You know, it's like pounding against a brick wall.
And then you were like, Hayuken!
No, and then I was like, and then I was getting upset. I was like, well, you just break it. Go home and break it yourself.
Yeah, then
she's
call
like,
me.
No, that's not what we do.
That's not so how it works.
I remember, like, on the fourth time, I just, like, jackhammering. Like, I'm risking serious bodily injury to my shaft. Dude. And this thing just comes loose and just all the way. I'm like, I get it.
This has got to be the most detailed story I've ever
heard. It was fucking, it was just like, okay, here we go.
You had the old Midnight in Tokyo there. There's our intro song.
And then right then I remember thinking, now I get it. This is why people have sex.
Like,
okay.
Yeah, I remember that thought too. Like,
jackhammer for the rest of the way?
Because I could go all the way in. Before, I could only get in like a couple inches.
That's all we needed.
That's all it was. And it was just like, it was weird. And she, it still wasn't a good, she was in pain. There was blood. And
you were like, what's wrong with you? I'm killing it.
Yeah. So that whole experience kind of ruined my sex life for a while because I'm thinking, I don't want to do that again.
See, I don't know what the big deal is with like swiping V cards because it's not pleasurable.
No, right. It never is.
It's not fun.
And in this case, we were both virgins and it just like, we broke up shortly after that.
Nice. Who broke it off?
She did. She
what
started
a bitch, dude. How dare her?
After I get it all primed up and ready to go.
For somebody
found some
else?
Dude played, that played a guitar in college.
Those guys are the worst.
I know.
Did he play hacky sack, dude?
Probably, but he would never meet me because like, we had lived together for a little while. This guy is like 17, or he's 18. So he was a little bit late for me, but like, yeah, he would never
come
around.
Not as late as Luce Westberg. Shout out to Luce Westberg.
Oh, man. I can't wait to do that bit with him.
He
knows the one.
That guy.
Yeah. Oh, man. His story
about Luce Westberg, dude?
Yeah. He did not want to talk about it.
No.
You could tell. I don't think.
But then he, like, he gave
good for him, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's only ever seen, like, three pairs of tits in his life, I think.
That's smart. So I once met a man whore when I was 17 years old. And he's like, sex, if you haven't had sex, just don't do it. He says, because once you do, it's like air. Everything's fine until you're not getting any.
That's well put. I like that.
That's what he told me. A guy named Shane. Like shout out to Shane.
Shout out to Shane. Do you follow him, dude?
Huh?
Oh, does he have an Instagram? We should tag him.
No, but he was a groomsman at my wedding.
You had a man pimp or a man ho, like our anchor ad, which is coming up. Because it's always the anchor ad. Yep, so you had a man-ho as a groomsman.
That's I did, yeah.
Nobody can top that, ever.
I did, yeah. He got so shit-faced at the reception, too. Because he had a giant... Because he was a total man-ho. So he was totally overcompensating for everything. The biggest Ford truck he could get, the highest lifts he could get, the biggest tires he can get. And he got shit-faced on champagne. But they were putting strawberries in the champagne glasses. So the strawberries were just sucking all the alcohol out. But he was eating all these strawberries. And, like, I ain't hear from him for 3 days.
Oh, my God.
And so I'm like, hey, dude, how things going? He's like, I have no idea how I got home. And this was, like, where we had our wedding and where he lived was a good 60-mile drive.
Oh, my God.
And he drove this giant truck totally blacked out.
This fucking tank, dude.
Yeah. So, like, he says, I did make it home. Truck was on the front lawn. And he just stumbled in there.
Fuck, that's a long drive to
fucking pulled all make the fence posts and
yeah, and it was snowing.
Oh my God. He just drove his tank all tanked, dude, for 60 miles.
I think that's the thing when you have a huge truck, people just kind of get out of your way.
Right, yeah.
But yeah, he'll tell you, this guy has some of the most disgusting stories with his sexual escapades you've ever heard.
How old is this guy?
Now he's probably like 43.
Jesus
Christ. He's on his third wife, his second kid, and everything.
Nice.
He's happy now. But yeah, I remember.
Third time's a charm.
I remember his first wife, because I was working with him. This is back in Salt Lake.
Prostitute?
No, he's like, we're getting a divorce. I need to move all my shit out of our house. Because he didn't have any money, but she was loaded. He was just one of those guys that he just found somebody good looking and wooed her, and she paid for everything. So we went there, and we're moving all this shit out of this house. She's not there. And he's like, we're in the basement. We had like 4 bedrooms in it. He's like, hang on a second. He goes in there, and he takes a piss in every single fucking room.
That's a lot of piss, dude.
There's a lot of piss. He's pinching it off, and he's sidling his way through.
When you're a man, you got to learn how, you know, to play those water sports. Dude. Yeah, you got to expand that bladder and make sure that you can really get that R. Kelly stream going.
Yeah, Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry.
There are two ways around it. Shane was one of the biggest assholes I've ever met, but he's also one of the best friends you could ever have. It's one of those guys.
Fuck yeah.
Everybody's met somebody like that.
Yeah, I'm that guy.
Kinda. This guy is more alpha male than you.
I'm an alpha.
You're not, though.
Guys, I'm an alpha.
Okay.
Yeah, you are.
I am.
You are.
You're the biggest alpha we know.
Okay, look how your legs are crossed right now.
Yeah. Maybe I should just take a picture of this right now so we can put this on the podcast.
This is how everybody sits.
I don't know about that.
Jesus.
But yeah.
What? This is a very alpha.
You look like you're going in for an interview at a daycare.
Yeah, you look like you could put au pair on your resume.
I'd be an au pair. An alpha au pair.
An alpha au pair?
That's a real thing.
Yeah, because, huge market.
People sit like this all the time.
Yeah, people important at their book clubs, yeah.
I'm pretty sure Donald Trump sits like this, and he's a president.
People with 4-inch cocks sit like that because they got the room.
What?
What?
Excuse me?
I said people. Nothing. Never mind.
I don't like sitting like this.
So you guys work together then, huh?
Yeah.
That's awesome. You guys must have so much fun.
I hung up all the pictures in this room.
Yeah, he's helped me move in there.
Yeah.
So I don't have any pictures, but if you guys want to give me some like 8x10s, like some headshots of you guys, I'd hang those up.
I remember hanging that. That was a pain in the ass.
Oh, that was a cocksucker, this little corner shelf deal. It's quite nice.
So Yuri doesn't know how to do any of this stuff.
I don't know.
So he always,
I just call
like,
people.
Yeah, he just calls me and I end up doing it.
Mm-hmm. I just pawn up. I just like, because I alpha him into doing it.
Oh,
is that what it is?
Yeah.
No, it's like, when you have a mentally handicapped friend and you don't want him getting into trouble, so you just kind of...
You don't want him to smash his fingers, out. Yeah.
So remember a couple weeks ago, this guy, you're a fucking mechanic.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So a couple weeks ago, I'm in Salt Lake visiting family and I'm in the bathroom taking a dump. My phone rings, it's him, because everybody goes to the bathroom with their phone.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, hey, what are you doing? I said, I'm taking a shit. He's like, oh, you're already at work? I said, no, I'm in Salt Lake. What's up? He's like, oh, my truck won't start. I'm like, okay.
I was going to ask you for a ride.
No. And I'm like, is the battery dead? He's like, oh, I don't know. I mean, it cranked at first, and then it just started clicking. I'm like, dude.
That goes my mechanic credibility. No, it was, the fucking batteries were low.
I had to break into his truck for him once.
Oh, yeah. I left. So I went to go warm up my truck one morning. It was like last winter.
Yeah, that was actually pretty funny.
But
That's something I would have done too, be fair.
So I locked my keys in my fucking truck after it had started. So there was no way for me. I only got one set of keys because I was still at home. And that motherfucker ran. We just sitting there idling for like an hour.
Yeah.
Before Matt showed up. And then we fucking pried my door open and popped the lock.
That was fun.
So don't do that. So now I have the habit. Every morning I go out to warm the truck up, I'll make sure it's unlocked and like I'll pull the fucking deal up every time. Every fucking time.
That way someone can just get in and drive away with it.
Yeah, but it's right here. Nobody can see
it. Matt, are you a mechanic too?
I am, yes.
Do you write jokes on the side?
He mechanics these balls.
No, I just have a really weird, dark sense of humor.
Start writing that shit down. Come to open mics with us. You gotta try some out.
He's leaving us, dude.
I am. Probably in July.
You're a fucking bitch.
Yeah. I'll be telling jokes of swans and cows.
So maybe Matt, getting some dates with some.
Matt, maybe getting some dates and get a couple donkeys.
Get a couple mules out there on your farm, dude. So Matt's inheriting a farm, right?
Yeah, it's a 110-acre farm.
It's fucking beautiful country, too. I've seen it.
It's northeast Washington. Northeast is Spokane, Washington, so kind of...
Give them your address.
Say it out loud.
Yeah, say it out loud.
I should just tell you how many guns I have. I do that, too.
But, yeah, he'll be moving to Washington. Sucks.
That suck. I don't know.
Out in the fucking middle of nowhere, dude, in the forest.
I've been doing
You can't even fucking chop wood.
I can't.
This guy can't chop.
These are the pants
wood.
I was wearing.
Look, that's probably the hole right there.
That's the hole, yeah.
Tell him.
Yeah, I chopped myself in the knee. I was chopping wood.
This motherfucker chopping wood.
So I had this axe and I was chopping wood, right? And it wasn't going well. So I found a bench grinder and I made this thing razor sharp. And I went back. I was drunk. So like I missed and this axe hit me right there.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I mean, all the way through my knee kinda.
Dude, it was
pretty bad.
Huge
I gash. Sent him a Snapchat when the dude was cleaning it out of the emergency room.
It was gross.
And so but like here's the thing. It was so cold because it was in the dead of winter. We were there for Christmas. It just felt like busting your knee against like a brick.
Okay.
So, like, I didn't think anything of it, you know? And I'm just like, this still hurts a lot. And I pull my pant leg up, and there's, like, this giant... It's a vagina.
It is.
It looks like... I can show you the picture.
It was a labia majora and
you
can
see all the way down, like, my kneecap and everything. And I'm just like, ah, fuck. So, I text my wife, who's in the main house. I'm in the barn. And she comes out. I'm like, hey, I think we probably ought to do something about this.
The tape isn't holding this one shut. We're going to probably have to get this looked at.
Yeah. So I go to the Newport Hospital, which is the tiniest, most rinky-dink hospital in the world. That's why this guy let me like film it, because he didn't give a shit.
He didn't give a fuck. He had like nothing going on and shit.
And I'm like...
I was born in a hospital like that.
He's like, it's really deep. I'm like, yeah, I can tell. Why isn't it bleeding?
He's just giving you like the most like obvious, oh yeah, this is real deep. Yeah. Like, yeah, I know.
It's really deep.
Motherfucker.
He's like, well, whenever you cut yourself through fabric, it kind of ruins the ends of the... vessels in there and chainsaw wounds, they don't bleed. That guy over there, he's here for the same thing. Like he's got that
guy just waving it back
with a chainsaw on his fucking leg. He's like, all just
was that an axe wound, pussy?
Fucking pussy, this is a chainsaw right here.
But I had just got these pants, so I won't throw them away. I just keep wearing them.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, I'm gonna kill myself up there, I'm sure. Yeah. Somehow.
You can't even, you're not gonna be able to stay warm because you can't chop. You have to use your 2-year-old daughter's gonna, you have to send her out to go chop wood.
Yeah, that's why you have kids on a farm, dude. That's manual labor. That's free labor.
You know what you can also use on a farm is a couple donkeys.
Yeah.
I mean? A family donkey.
But then you can't hire any Colombians.
No, that would really screw up the productivity.
Yeah, they wouldn't get any work done.
Yeah, no. The donkey wouldn't either.
Yeah. Yeah. The darky be going up to their rooms like with its hoof knocking on the window, like click, click, click. And then the Colombian guy would be like, no, not tonight. I'm going to get in trouble.
He's like, I'm a house donkey.
Listen, I'm on strike too. All right, come in here.
Just real quick.
Get in here. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Good God. I think donkeys must be docile by nature. Because there's no term for donkeys. Kick by a mule? That's a term of constant, you know. Donkey show in Mexico? That's the only thing you hear about donkeys.
That's true. Sometimes you call them an ass, and that's why.
Yeah, ass. That's probably why it came. Probably came from that town in Colombia.
Because of dead ass.
Dead ass.
Yeah. This is all making sense. I love breaking down a topic, because you really...
you really get in there. You really start figuring it out, like a puzzle.
It's why people call other people like goat fuckers and stuff, like sheep fuckers.
The Basque.
Yeah.
Do you think if you're a goat fucker in Colombia, you're kind of like on the outskirts of society?
Yeah, they look at you like, they're donkeys? Like, stay away from that guy, kids.
That guy, that guy doesn't even fuck donkeys. Don't
that that
fuck
guy him. Can't handle 1,100 pounds of meat.
Yeah, he's, that guy's a freak.
That's fucked. You can't play with your friend, dude, because he hasn't fucked his first donkey yet, dude.
Yeah.
So, like,
I wonder what that conversation's like. Like, what all the other kids are like, oh, you still haven't done it yet? He's just, I'm not ready yet, guy.
Yeah, right?
For the guy that lies. So, like, oh, yeah, I did it. Oh, yeah, which donkey? You
she
don't
goes
know
to, yeah, she goes to a different farm. Yeah.
She goes to a different farm.
She's not from around here. What's her name? Gloria? He's like, yeah, likely story, Martin.
Can you imagine a life where you have to lie about fucking a donkey to get credibility?
Oh my god.
Jesus. She Christ. Goes to another farm. That's
we have it so good here now, I realize. I think I might have become more patriotic today.
America.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Unless you're from Florida and those guys are like fucking gators and black bears and shit.
Oh yeah, but everybody in Florida is a psychopath though.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
There's a whole page called Florida Man, right?
I believe what? So. Well, because they don't have to wait until the crime goes to the court. They can put it out right away if somebody gets arrested for something.
Is that
something.
What it is?
That's why there's more
reports. So they can just say Florida Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they don't have to give a name. Exactly. But they'll put a picture up.
Oh, yeah. Well, and all these weird cases, like, same shit, weird shit happens all over the place, but there's laws that are like, you can't release it to the press until, like, the court date, until it's, like, they're going
through. I don't know, dude. I don't know that a lot of people are taking salvia and eating homeless people's faces off. Like, they, like that. That's what happened in Florida.
That's true. That also,
was,
yeah.
And he was bare-ass naked.
Huh, I guess that is the counter side to that argument, is that, like, weird shit does happen.
There's not a lot of face-eating that you, well, that you hear about.
Yeah.
To be fair.
So,
Oh, big thank you to everybody that, helped us catch the serial killer.
Ah, fuck.
Yeah.
I'm kind of upset he wasn't white.
I am too, actually.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, but also, you know.
There was also like a shooting like the next
day. I wasn't day. Because like in the next week there were two 21-year-old kids. One dude killed five people in the bank.
That's the one I was going to bring up.
Shot yeah, another five
even,
people.
But you didn't even hear about that either. You didn't even hear about that other, like, uh-uh. It wasn't as popular. People were just fixated on that. I don't even know. I'm not even sure if he was Mexican. He might have been Guatemalan. Because if he is, then that makes more sense.
Well, I don't know. They found him in Juarez.
What?
That's what they said, yeah. Because he... No, no, that's a different guy.
It's a different guy.
That's a different guy, yeah. That was a dude that molested a little girl for a long time. And then ran away and they found him. 198 consecutive years of prison.
Oh, that one dude? He was white. Right?
No, he wasn't.
Damn it.
Don't worry, white guy. We have Ted Bundy.
Fucking yeah. Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, we got Dahmer.
We got the all-stars of serial killers, man.
Yeah, it's cool. That's Chuck Berry.
I want it. Chuck Berry?
We're taking him, yeah.
Chuck Berry's not a fucking murderer, though. He just likes shitting and pissing on people, dude. That's not
did he shit did. On somebody, too?
No, he just farted.
Like, oh, that's right.
I wouldn't be surprised if he shit on
maybe
somebody.
It was a spray fart.
Yeah.
You know?
What year was that video, by the way?
It had been, like the 70s? Like it was like in the 70s or like early 80s.
See, chicks were tougher back then.
Because I could tech...
That's fucked up.
Because what?
I said chicks were tougher back then.
Yeah, because she had that like 70s like hairstyle.
Mm-hmm.
Like she had bangs and shit that I'm sure he pissed on. And
Johnny B. Goode, that was like 60s, right? Or
yeah,
like
that,
late
no,
50s?
That was 50s, bro.
So yeah, that had to be... Oh god, that was like downhill Chuck Berry then.
Dude, yeah.
So he'd been famous for over 25
years.
He was
a legend at that point, dude. That's yeah. That's probably why she let him piss on her. Rest in peace, Chuck Berry.
I can't kiss you, baby. You got piss in your mouth.
Piss on your mouth. Oh, I'm sorry, baby. Did I just fart on you?
I like to do that from time to time.
Oh, fuck. So, Mark. Shout out to Mark, dude. My buddy Tuna. He's like religious or something weird. And
there's something weird.
And he was
there's
like,
"There's some sort of sorcery weird. Like that."
Because I've always known Sunday to be the Lord's Day, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like today.
Yeah, like today. Today's Sunday. Sunday Sabbath.
This is church.
This is the church.
Yeah, I know churches.
Yeah. And he's like, "Who changed the Lord's Day?" The Bible says it's Saturday. Just saying. I hate when he's trying to...
Shomer Shabbat. Or whatever they call it in the Jewish religion.
What do they call it?
It's Saturday. Have you ever seen The Big Lebowski?
Oh, shit, that's right.
Shomer Shabbat. Saturday's the day of rest.
Because he's like, it's Saturday, Lebowski, or some shit like that, right?
Yeah.
Well, who does the Lord think he is picking which day I rest on?
Yeah.
Mind your business.
I know. It's pretty presumptuous.
Yeah. I didn't ask to be created.
What a dick.
You look like God took, like, maybe, like, I don't know, 30 seconds to create you. I just slapped you together like a Mr. Potato Head puzzle.
Well, he did all right.
Oh. Yuri over there. You know what?
I look like the Lord, like, had, like, 6 rough drafts, and he took, like, 4 weeks to create me.
You're one of those people that will confirm a person's faith in God. You're proof that God exists and that he makes mistakes.
Yeah. Fuck you.
You look like God did have something ready to go, but then it kind of fell on the ground and got some dirt on it.
He's like, then he just blew
it. Yeah, he blew it off. He's
off the side of the cloud.
T5 second ruled me, dude. He's like, no, it's still good.
I have time to make another one. It's fine.
No. Get him out. We gotta crank these out.
Are you ever jealous that Andy's the cute one in your family?
Fuck, dude, he's got a dirty mustache, dude.
It'll grow in. He's young still.
He's got a big nose, dude. He's got my dad's nose.
That means he's got that big dick.
Nah.
Oh yeah.
I seen it.
Big. Oh. Well, that's your brother. Threw him under the bus.
Yeah, he'll be all right.
Though. Have you seen it recently?
Hey, tell him just fuck a donkey.
Just fuck. That, dude, I'm sure he's cool. He probably fucked a few.
It'll make his dick bigger, apparently.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, so, like, something we didn't cover. Like, apparently, they think that if you fuck a donkey, it's supposed to develop your dong size.
It says it'll stretch your dick out. How does that work?
Maybe. I don't know. Because I would imagine
that... Farm magic.
Farm magic.
Farm magic, dude. But, I don't know. I don't know how, like... It doesn't... Because I don't think it'd be that tight.
No, there's no way.
There's no way.
There's no way in hell. Yeah. If you look at the size of that animal, if you're talking just straight logistics here.
Yeah.
And it showed, like, a fully erect male donkey. That fucking thing was 200 feet long, at least.
Donkey dick. That DD. That double hitter, dude. I don't know. That thing was huge.
Is that what they're thinking? Like, look how long this donkey's dick is. He's only fucking
that
donkeys.
That donkey fucks donkeys.
Huge cock.
Huh.
Yeah, like this donkey fucks donkeys and his dick is huge.
If that's what they're thinking, then Colombia needs to do like something. Like they need to reform a government, like funnel money into their education system.
I think that's what they're doing. I think they're like in the middle of a deal like that. They're trying to like debate, should we still be fucking these donkeys?
They can't just say no donkey fucking. They'd be like, I'm not saying you shouldn't fuck donkeys, but here's some new information on why you don't need to.
Yeah, they're working on some kind of reform. Kind of like how we're like...
The Donkey Act.
The Donkey
Act. It's hilarious to think of like a government would actually have to address a topic like donkey fucking.
Dude, yeah. I think there's still states here in America that bestiality is kind of legal.
I don't know.
And I'm going to assume it's like, you know, Mississippi.
Alabama.
Louisiana, you know.
Backwater guys. Yeah, parts of Texas. Yeah.
Florida, probably.
We've read articles leading that, but they don't have donkeys; they have gators. So you make
I'll take a donkey over a gator.
A gator! That's way too dangerous.
Yeah.
Plus, you can
hold its mouth shut, and really, it can't do anything.
That's true. Yeah. You could do that.
It could try to death roll out of there,
dude. I saw on Reddit yesterday this fucking old man. Right, this old man's like maybe 70, and like there's a gator there, like in this fucking creek or whatever. Like, this motherfucker thinks he's Steve Irwin. He, like, throws his jacket over its head, and the gator's still, right? And then he tries to jump on it to, like, manhandle it, and this fucking gator was not having it, bro. He fucking snaps back, grabs this motherfucker by the arm, fucking starts shaking him, and he let go. And the gator got, like, scared and backed off, and that old man was just fucked, bro. He's lucky that fucking gator didn't death roll him. Like, what did you think you're going to happen? You are 70 years old, my friend.
What was the point? Was it on his property or something?
I don't know. Maybe.
I think at that point, when you're that old and stuff, you're just like, well, what do I got to lose?
I got a couple randos on my bucket list.
Yeah. This is
my gator wrestling.
It just seems like the way he's like, fuck it. If I'm going out, I'm going out with this gator.
Yeah.
God.
It didn't look good. Like
his approach was
It was not very good, dude.
He's amateur.
He tried going for the mouth, and the gator just fucking snapped at him. Then fucking... I'm surprised he didn't rip his arm off, because, you know, old people, they just have that old leathery skin that just tears off.
There's a lot of people who've died trying to ride hippopotamuses.
Dude, hippos are the most dangerous animal.
That's what they say. It's the most dangerous animal.
More than sharks. Yeah. I think the only people that are the only things that compare to it is humans.
Yeah, because they can swim really well. I guess they can swim faster than they can run.
Fast as shit.
But and then, yeah, they...
They're just so heavy, too. If they bump you, you're going to fly in. Yeah, like,
dude, and their tusks, bro?
You ever seen them eat a watermelon? God, I like hippos.
I've seen that at the zoo, yeah. Yeah, that's insane. It's like watching a vice come down until it just...
It just explodes. That's your brain, explodes out of the sides.
Well, let's keep the theme going. Would you guys take a crack at a hippo sexually?
Oh, man, there'd have to be money involved.
You know how strong I'd have to be?
Yeah, you definitely got to be stronger than holding down just a little baby donkey. Yeah,
how high off the ground is a hippo vagina? Bro.
Let's say that it's got its front end in the water. Front end? It's ready for it's angled up towards you. Okay, for your height.
And you're backing up. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Can I give it a watermelon first?
Yeah, do I have to feed him?
Right, well, you got a romance. You know, I mean,
I got to beat this thing off first.
Yeah, you got to warm it up, dude, like they did in that fucking in that documentary.
So maybe it isn't animal rape, because if they start just like... Warming up the donkey and it's not having it and it leaves. And it's like, consensual. Okay, all right.
I'm in. Okay, I got the green light.
Maybe tomorrow. The donkey's just like, not now.
He's like, I'm busy. I got headache. Stuff to do. I got a caffeine rush.
I don't think I can maintain an erection for a donkey or a...
I don't think in my right mind I could ever do anything like that.
I would be too terrified.
Maybe do like a sexy panther or like a, you know, like a big snake or like...
Fuck a snake?
I don't know. But anyway,
I feel like you could fuck a gator. Like, the only style you can fucking fuck a gator is missionary.
Yeah.
I kind of have respect for the guys fucking gators because there's a lot into that to make that work.
I'm not fucking with a guy who nabs and fucks gators, dude. That's not somebody who does not fear death, bro.
Well, let's fuck with an ad break.
All right, ad break. I gotta pee.
Here it comes.
Oh, God.
Thank you so much, Anchor, for... giving us
the platform almost $5
to just shout you out and only you out. I love doing that so much. Anchor.
That was beautiful.
That was nice.
That was quite nice.
I felt the sincerity.
We're about to get in this fucking danger zone. Are you ready?
Let's go to the danger zone.
Insert music here. So we got one this morning from our friend. Her name's Teresa. I've known her for many years, and she wants us to talk about, do you prefer skinny partners, like lovers, I'm assuming?
And she just said partners
and chubby partners.
She didn't say what kind of partners.
I'm gonna assume it's sexual. I'm gonna say sexual.
I'm gonna say it's business.
Sex sells, bro. This isn't a business podcast.
It can't be a business partner because it wouldn't matter, right? You have Stephen Hawking as a business partner.
I'd rather have a fat business partner. So
why is that?
In case,
because you could be the face of the company,
and if we're walking to the office on a windy day, I could stand behind them.
You can do that with sexual partners too.
Hey, I guess you're right.
You sometimes can choose sexual partners on what time of the season.
Well, I feel biased on that one.
If it's winter, then you find yourself a chubby girl to keep you warm.
I think there's more to it than looking for just a wind block, because a donkey would do that too.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm gonna catch flack because my girlfriend's not chubby. But in my experience, I've always enjoyed, you know, like, then there's also a line, like, there's gotta be a line, like,
we ain't talking morbidly obese.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, okay. I like thickness though. I'll take thickness.
I like that. Well, I'm gonna take the other side of the debate then and say I gotta have like a skeleton.
Who's like that, dude. Yeah, he prefers skinny chicks. I'm like, I don't know.
Matt, please weigh in here.
I don't know, man. Anybody willing to fuck me is aces by me,
right? I like that too.
I think I'd go chubby. I really would.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like I like a lot of I like meat though.
Yeah, I don't like bones.
It hurts me. Yeah. I'm the bones, bro.
It's like if you've ever slept with somebody that's just like you can see every single rib and where they connect.
Nah, dude, I couldn't do that.
That's like but then again, that's the other side of the spectrum than morbidly obese, right? That'd be somebody that's.
I'm not trying to fucking make out with your clavicle.
I've read a lot of horror, studied a lot of horror and storytelling, a lot of Edgar Allan Poe, a lot of Lovecraft, a lot of Alfred Hitchcock, and I'm going to say, if I'm not having sex with a skeleton, I'm not doing right by me.
I'm pretty sure Edgar Allan Poe was fucking, like, the thickest bitch in his village.
I'm pretty sure that he was in Boston and he died poor and penniless on a bench. Yeah.
I don't
he wasn't fucking anybody. Stuff. Yeah.
I mean, maybe.
I'm going to have to go chubby.
I'm going to go chubby, dude. I feel like they try harder.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? They put in more work, dude.
I like to be able to pick up the girls over my head and gorilla press them like I'm
are you pile driving
that's like chicks, a
dude? Like I'm Hacksaw Duggan.
After you have sex with them, do you like practice your wrestling moves? Like
yeah, drop an elbow on them? Yeah.
You're suplexing them onto the bed?
I climb onto my dresser and I just do like a Macho Man Randy Savage.
The Frogman splash them and shit?
Yeah.
Is this every time though?
Pretty much
every time.
It's just
like one thing to get, you know, just a mark on your belt.
Look, you have sex, you practice your wrestling. It's like you're already there.
It's like, you know, well, I have you here. You want to...
Yeah, do you mind if I do
two things right now?
Yeah, did you mind if I jumped on top of you? I know how to do it safely.
No, I like chubby chicks, too.
I would go with that if we're talking sexual partners. But then again, like, are we talking, like... chick has a different physique though.
Yeah,
you can call 10 different physiques.
All women
chubby.
Are beautiful in their own way. Like you can. There's a
not ugly ones.
I mean,
yeah, you can't count the ugly ones.
Shout out to ugly ones. Boo, 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 boo.
Yeah, you should try harder.
I can. I'm. I guess we should say
yeah, we're just playing.
Like, yeah, that was mean. Yeah.
No, like I think I have to have a pretty face.
Yeah, and that can be like on a...
I've seen beautiful, like, chubby chicks with pretty faces.
That's not fair for them.
I need
to have a pretty face.
They have to for me.
Yeah, but what about them? Like,
I mean, they'll figure it out.
Nah, I just like to chill out.
They'll figure it out.
I like a roadmap of scars that tells a story.
Just fucking... I'm on a girl with an eye patch. Somebody that looks tough. Yeah.
Does she just have to have the eye patch, or does she have to actually have the eye missing?
Well, if you... actually came and watched my stand-up last night, you would know. Because I told a joke about that.
Did you?
Yeah.
What'd you say? Because if she has,
I don't
like...
I want to give it away.
All right.
Because I'm going to use that joke again.
Yeah, it's material, man.
But I feel like if she's missing the eye, then you just have another hole. So then, like, it's a win-win.
Oh, yeah.
You
skull don't, fuck somebody? Yeah, that's very insanitary.
I don't know. Maybe that's what she's into. I don't know. I'm not saying I'm going to do it, but I'm just saying you have that option.
You're thinking about it, though.
You're going to get her brain pregnant. I mean, it crossed my mind. It's going to come as a tumor.
My brain might just gone there. Like, I'm not going to do it.
I think it's okay to skull fuck somebody.
And then if she's chubby, dude, you know, plus more, like plus one, more points.
I don't know. I feel like this topic is going to get us all in a lot of shit.
Yeah, whatever, dude. I got in trouble before on. But and then like when I'm banging, I just like to see like the ass jiggle and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
I agree with that.
That gets me, dude. That's my thing. If I'm hitting it, and if she's just bones, dude, there's just grinding bones, dude. It's all it is.
You never wanted to start a friction fire by rubbing some sticks together?
I don't want to burn my fucking apartment down.
If I burnt my apartment down by having sex, I would... first of all, I would call everybody I've ever met and tell them, guess what I did.
And then if it's a windy day, dude, you have to hold on to her, bro. And like you have to like tie her to your waist so she doesn't fly off.
She can never carry a balloon.
No,
can't go to the fair.
Like you're not. Yeah, she's gonna disappear. Like here, baby, I got you these balloons.
Like kill me.
You give her like these helium balloons. She just flies off.
She's gone. She's like, that's like it. Up.
It's like where'd you go, baby? And you can just see her. I'm like, oh,
you turn around from getting your like corn on the cob, and she's
like, you fucker, you gave me a balloon. Just disappears, dude, like the Wizard of Oz, bro.
Yeah. And then you're part of a missing person case.
Yeah,
nah,
you're fucked.
I go with chubby chicks.
All right. That's, wow. Shoot. Well, what if the chubby chick accidentally fucks your brother? So.
I mean, I'm not marrying this chick. Like, it's not set in stone. I mean, Andrew's 17. I'd high five.
It just says
guy.
Partner. It doesn't say like life partner. Yeah,
that's true.
Spouse.
All right. You know. Okay. Well, if it's a woman, I'm taking a skinny woman. If it's a man, I'm taking a chubby man.
I go with that.
Yeah,
I can deal with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, it's settled.
All right, cool. I'm gonna say that you guys won that one. Yeah. I kind of that balloon line, man.
That was a good one. All right, and these are from Matt, our current guest.
To be fair, I gave these before I knew.
Yeah.
I was going to be debating them myself.
We had an initial guest, but he was a no-show, so Matt came in a pinch.
I'm pinch hitting.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, anytime.
Yeah, and I like this episode.
Yeah, so far it's been a lot of fun. But, 45 minutes of talking about fucking donkeys.
Who'd have thought?
And we keep coming back to it.
Didn't see that coming today.
You can't unsee that, though. You can't unsee that, though.
Yeah, that's
I mean, granted, it was blurred, like, for the listeners, it was blurred, like we didn't see it, but you can put pieces together.
Okay, when he's finger blasting the donkey, that dude, was not blurred.
That was not, dude.
That was disgusting.
Yeah, and like, that was more shocking to me. Yeah.
In the shot, abuse. Like you can, if you're not paying attention, you'll miss it because it's in the background.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just in this little tiny monitor on the, yeah.
So these are the ones that Matt came up with. Uh-huh. So this is, I haven't actually read these yet. So it says, would you rather be a registered sex offender for the rest of your life or go to jail for 10 years? Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
That one's tough.
I know that was a...
well, you can become a sex offender for like peeing outside and stuff. Like
that's real. True.
Okay, so what's the stipulation here? Are you able to make up your own story?
You, for why you're a sex offender?
Yeah.
No, but you do have to tell every neighbor... wherever you go for the rest of your life, that you're a sex offender. And when those people, tough. When you they search in their neighborhood, you pop up.
So there's been times where I've almost been a sex offender for like, because I've been caught having sex at like in rec rooms and like at museums and places all over town. And but I always make the cops laugh and get away scot-free. I'm like, well, you caught me. You know what we were doing. And they're like, stop it. Get out of here.
This guy's not raping anybody. Yeah,
fucking they're having fun.
But see, that would be the thing, though, that you would have to explain why you're a registered sex offender for the rest of your life. Yeah. It's like, I got drunk, went outside behind the bar, and pissed on a cop car. Didn't realize it.
Okay.
Sex offender.
If that's the case.
Or, because it's going to show up anytime you get a new job.
That's yeah, true. That's
any
true.
New person that you date's eventually going to find out.
How
that's
many
gonna
sex
be...
offenders actually get hired, though? I would have to do my research before I chose.
You'd be working at fucking Rayleigh's for the rest of your life.
That's true. You might.
With
might
all
be
those
hired.
Young girls in there?
Good point.
Yeah, but yeah, me. That's true, though. Because what does everybody instantly think about when they hear sex offender? They're thinking of a pedophile
yeah,
or a rapist,
that's exactly.
right? Yeah.
So there's that stigma.
I'm doing 10 years.
I'm taking sex offender.
I'm going to do 10 years because you can do a lot of 10 years. I'll probably be better off.
You would become.
I'll get a degree.
No,
prison,
you would
dude.
Become a Muslim. You would join the Nation of Islam. You would change
tattoo.
Your name to Muhammad Al Hazred. And you'd be. I'd be calling you on the phone to do the
that,
podcast.
Though.
And you'd be like, Hassalas Alaikum. And I'd be like,
Hassalas Alaikum.
Hassalas Alaikers.
Hassalas Alaikers.
But I'm taking the 10 years.
That's 10 years of your freedom in your life.
Yeah,
decade.
But if they got a donkey in there, they're not fucking set, dude.
I think I'd probably have to take the sex offender thing and just explain myself.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'd be like, gather the family around and let me tell you about your new neighbor.
So when I wrote this, it's not that you actually did anything to earn being a registered sex offender. Just everybody thinks you're going to be. So it's not like go to jail for 10 years and go rape somebody. No, it's just... I don't know. I would just have to rely on my ability to explain myself away.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a big deal.
You wouldn't have
Listen,
a lot of friends.
Sure, my sex has offended some people, but...
Yeah. I've had some pretty offensive sex.
It's not a big deal.
God, I guess in that case, maybe I just take the sex back.
You can't. You just...
You're in jail now?
Yeah, you're in jail.
You're in jail now?
Yeah. You don't
Plus, you're young enough where it's okay.
Yeah, I could still make a life.
Yeah,
I'm
you
30.
Can make a life. Yeah.
I'd come out. I'd leave... When I was 40, I probably have like a master's degree.
If you're lucky.
I think you could do that.
Not if you're getting butt fucked in your study time
I'm just gonna fucking hang out.
Aryan Brotherhood.
I would never leave my cell.
I think after a while you'd just be like a donkey, like it's not even happening.
I'd be the fucking prison donkey, dude. These guys are like warming me up, dude.
You're kicking back, but then after a while,
and after that, I'm just like
you're reading your
just
dictionary.
Chewing on
you're
grass,
just chewing
dude.
On the grass. Yeah.
God damn it. I just went from
that's huh. Well, then you could get your studying done too.
And so. I'll get my studies done in
so you
gotta bestiality.
Maximize your hours.
Yeah, I don't think you're getting a master's degree. You're probably gonna get a bachelor's degree.
Yeah, I don't know. 10 years is a long time.
Ten years is a long time. That's true.
You can get your doctorates.
Yeah, you're well on your way.
Hmm. Can you get any degree in prison,
dude? Fuck yeah.
Just pick something, or is it just always something?
You could get out and be a PE teacher.
You can do that. I worked with a dude. Did you just
physical education?
Fucking say
no, because I just picturing a guy getting fucked in the ass like a donkey working on his physical education degree.
Yeah. Can you imagine
and how
that
would
guy?
Translate to the children?
Make sure you stretch, kids.
Yeah,
I was in jail for 10 years.
Fucking
I can
trust
work here because
yeah.
I'm not a registered sex offender.
Yeah, so it's good.
Fucking trust.
And then those
me,
kids will listen
stretch.
To you yeah. because you did 10 years.
And that's all like, you gotta hey, tell him. Like, I just got out, you little.
Go give me 20 fucking push-ups, you fat bitch.
Run a goddamn lap.
And then you'd have the fittest high school dude.
That'd be true, yeah. You'd be scary.
Fuck yeah, dude. Nobody's gonna fuck with a PE teacher who's done 10
I'm
years,
still gonna be
dude.
A sex offender, and I'm gonna get a job as like a birthday clown.
Yeah, just under the radar.
Yeah, I'll be disguised. I'll
you
change my face
fucking
paint
dress
up.
Dress up as donkeys, bro. You'd be the bottom half, though.
That's our act. Right
yeah,
there.
It takes
yeah.
two people. Yeah, we'll switch each party.
Oh, hey, I'll we'll keep very it kind fair. Of you. Yeah,
and don't do any Colombian parties. It's like, hold on, what race are you? Colombian? Nope, no. I don't do Colombian.
No, yeah, we don't do people for. It's not our. We're not racist. We just we know some things.
We just don't want to get into that. All right.
Okay.
So let's see what else we got. Would you rather be trapped in your home with 10 angry skunks or 4 rattlesnakes? You'll be trapped for 24 hours.
4 rattlesnakes?
I'm taking the skunks. I'm not even thinking twice.
But it's your home.
I'm going to buy the fucking, like, 10 Costco jugs of tomato sauce and just wipe my walls after these skunks are
gone. I don't know, man.
If you leave the rattlesnakes alone, they're going to leave you alone.
I don't fuck with snakes.
It's not like they're going to come crawl in your bed.
Nope. Fuck you. Taking the skunks. I hate snakes.
I love take snakes.
Yeah. Dude, I almost... Like, I don't hit chicks, but...
Whoa.
Yeah, where's this going? Whoa,
hold on. Let me finish, bro. But one time, dude, with an ex-girlfriend of mine, it was a fucking hot summer day, and this fucking snake was slithering into my fucking truck, dude. Like, into the bottom of the chassis
shade, yeah.
to get some fucking shade, right?
Yeah, so?
So I'm like, fuck. I hate snakes, dude. So I have these golf clubs, so I'm like out there trying to fucking get the snake the fuck out and throw it out.
Hey,
the
is it lonely
street.
Being the only Mexican golfer?
I don't golf, bro.
Why'd you have golf clubs then?
They were given to me as a gift.
As a snake wrangling device.
Sure, okay. All right. Yeah, go on.
So this fucking snake, dude, like I'm trying to get it out, and I finally get it out. I'm trying to like shoo it with the fucking golf club, and then this bitch grabs the golf club to throw it in the street, to throw a snake in the street. And when she had the snake on there, because yeah, I wasn't fucking handling that snake.
What kind of snake was it?
Fuck, I don't know, dude. A fucking diamondback, dude. I don't know.
Did it have a rattle on it?
Maybe. But
okay.
But
it's a black
dude, it
mamba.
Like 10
feet. He's just assuming it's the most dangerous
dude,
snake.
It was probably an anaconda.
It was like 10 feet long.
Oh, bullshit.
It was. I was there. I saw it.
Okay.
It had two arms.
Fuck you guys. This is my story, dude. This fucking snake.
Had a knife.
Motherfucker had a knife. He had a switchblade. And so like she goes to like hook the snake into the street. And the way the fucking golf club was shaped, it flicked the snake right at me, dude. I ducked, and dude, I'd never been so mad at somebody in my life. I almost popped her, dude. But I showed restraint.
I'm glad That's you did.
Really nice of you, yeah.
Fuck that.
We wouldn't
fucking
have a podcast
bitch,
if you punched a woman in the face.
She felt bad, though. I apologize, because I was pissed. I was like, you fucking bitch. How dare you? Do you not know how fucking, like, afraid of snakes I am?
Well, now all of our listeners and I know, so...
I didn't know you were afraid of snakes.
Yeah, guess what you're getting for your birthday?
Fucking trouser snake?
No, whatever I get you, I'm just going to wrap it up in snake wrapping paper. And
snake wrap?
I might get you an actual real snake.
I'd fucking murder you.
No, you wouldn't, no. All I'd have to do is hold the snake. You wouldn't get anywhere near me.
Fuck you.
I would take the snakes, fuck though, you. Because skunks, you'd have to move after that.
Yeah, there's...
Nuh-uh.
There's no way you'd get it all off the walls and carpet and everything. Back. Every time they'd spray.
Yeah.
And there's 10 of them.
Nope. I'm taking the snakes. Or the fucking skunks. I'm taking the skunks.
Nah, you're crazy. You're in your mind.
How big is this house?
It's this house right here.
Yeah, that's ruined, man.
Well, they're not, like, you don't know if they're going to be spraying. Like, if you don't fuck with them, they don't spray.
There's 10 of them. Eventually one of them's going to spray you.
Not me.
Dude, at our shop all the time. A skunk can spray like 4 blocks away, and the whole place stinks for the rest of the day.
It does, dude. It smells so bad. It's weird that on McCarran, there's always dead skunks. I ran one over once. I was already dead. But my tire hit one. My tire stunk, dude, for like 2 weeks. It was rough.
Yeah, it's bad. I don't know why there's so many skunks just on Glendale.
Oh my god, there's so many skunks. I'm pretty sure there's a family of skunks that live under the Connex is where we keep the parts.
Yeah, I think so too. I think I would just get
dude, remember
a broom.
When that truck driver run that fucking skunk over?
Uh-huh, because it was already wounded.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck, tell him.
That was gross. Story. Okay, so we have these truck drivers that park at our in our yard, and they just use it as like a drop yard. And so there's this poor skunk just walking real slowly across the entire length of the yard. You can tell he's injured.
All right.
And this driver just gets in his truck and he goes to run this thing over, but he misses and runs over the back end of it first. Sprays everywhere. Then he backs up.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's fucked.
And so he ran over like 3 or 4 times. It was probably 2 weeks. And fucking, I got pissed. I made him go out there himself and pick it up with a garbage sack. Yeah.
Fuck him, dude. Fuck that truck driver. First off, why don't you just call animal control?
Yeah.
He was leaving.
Yeah.
Oh, let me do you guys a favor.
Yeah, like, that's what I thought he was doing.
That motherfucker. Yeah. Did that dude get fired?
Huh?
Is that dude that still
works? No, he still works there. Is he? Yeah, of course they did.
Guy, dude. Shout out to that asshole.
Fuck those truck drivers, bro. They've been taking shits,
we
dude.
Got a shit problem.
We had a fucking dude who's going around just shitting in our yard. Yeah. It was like toilet paper.
That's not a truck driver. That's got to be a homeless guy, right?
No.
I think it's one of these guys.
Oh, wow. It's gotta be.
Dude, like, at one point, these fucking savages were just leaving their piss jugs out in the yard, just throwing them out.
Yeah, trucker bombs.
Dude, oh my god, these truckers.
Dude, fucking filthy animals.
About the trucker bomb thing, I understand that you can't stop all the time, but you got to take a piss. But when you do stop, throw them away.
Don't... Let them fucking just... Dude, there was...
You don't collect them.
No, there was...
Not in the mechanics. Or not on the people that are fixing your truck. Yeah. Like, yeah,
dude, I feel bad for like Matt sometimes and his guys who have to work on that shit sometimes. They are some fucking nasty people, man.
Yeah. With the trucks.
Dude, Captain Kirk?
You already got shit on once.
Dude, there's
by this
fucking
guy.
One scumbag has like the most jerry-rigged fucking truck of all time.
Yeah, it has one seat in it.
Yeah. And he's got like his own, he converted like a shower in there.
Yeah, but the shower's big, like he's enormously fat guy. It's big enough just to fit one of his legs, dude, so yeah. It's never worked. But
I don't know what
but
the
like
fuck
he'll
he's
just
doing,
stand
man.
There and he'll just start belting out these wet, slow farts and he's like and his facial expression doesn't change.
He doesn't know that this is happening.
Like, so you're standing behind him, he just starts fucking belting these things out right on Yuri's midsection.
Dude, no, so like we were walking away, or no, you and him were walking away, and I was behind him. Like, I had to go get parts. And this motherfucker just cropped us, me, bro, with no remorse, and just keeps walking like it's nonchalantly. Like, yeah, I just farted on this motherfucker. Fuck you.
Some of these guys. There's some lonely hearts out there.
I forgot what we were talking about.
I did too. Oh, we're talking about the skunks and snakes.
Oh, yeah.
And we're just about hit a conclusion.
That dude, yeah.
What would you take?
What would you take?
I would take the snakes. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like if you have a broom, you could just keep them away from you.
Yeah. If you just...
What kind of snakes, though?
Rattlesnakes.
Those snakes have like a 20-foot striking distance.
I would catch one as it struck at me and bite its head off, and then I'd cook it. And...
You're not one.
Yeah, I would. I got really good reflexes, actually.
I would get a dead mouse and put it in my open oven and wait for them all to crawl in there.
Then you got snake dinner. Yeah. Snake, you just don't eat their heads.
Switch it to broil. Wait you 20 minutes.
God, I wonder what that would sound like as it's getting hot. And just start hearing
It would probably sound like a nightmare.
I don't think snakes make noises, do they?
They hiss.
They get rattles. Normal. Do they cry?
We're gonna find out when we're cooking them alive. Damn, Matt.
We're gonna have to go find a rattlesnake.
Now, are we gonna test? We're not using my oven.
Why? You don't ever use it.
I cook food in there. I don't want snake for lunch.
Definitely don't want a skunk in there.
You ever had skunk? It's really soft meat. See the way you're.
I've only ever had sex with a skunk. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, then you would know that, like, if you start at the ass and work your way in, it's like. That's how you're supposed to eat a skunk.
Okay.
I mean, that's how I ate out a skunk.
You start at the ass, dude.
Ate out a skunk. You're the most gentle animal wrangler in the world. God. Talk about gaining trust.
All right. Let's see what else we got. We have, would you rather lose an eye... or get circumcised by someone with late stage Parkinson's disease?
I'd rather lose an eye.
I'm losing an eye.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
I'll lose an eye, dude, but
I'm not going to risk losing inches off my, apparently, what Will Zem says is my 4-inch dick. If that's the case, I can't afford to lose more inches.
I'll have to take the other side then. I'll take the Parkinson's doctor.
Why is that?
I just feel like it'd be a cool story later on. So
how'd you lose your dick? Well, fuck, let me tell you.
No, because I feel like I would be in a medical environment anyway. You'd be at a hospital. So every time he starts nicking you, there's somebody there that can patch that up for you, get stitches. And then you come out.
What if it's at home?
Oh, man. Like a moil?
It's a home call. Yeah, a moil. Tell the people what a moil is.
A moil is a Jewish figure that is responsible for circumcising young men at their breasts.
Right, right, right.
So,
which I've been invited to before.
What?
Yeah.
Did you go?
No, he's out of town, but I was supposed to go. It was for my godfather. It's my godson.
A Jew?
Yeah.
His family. I didn't know you had Jews in your family. This is news to me.
No, it's my buddy's Kyle. And his wife is Jewish, so their first kid, Dean, he's got two, I always get them mixed up, was going to have a bris, but his parents wouldn't go because they're not Jewish and they didn't want to do it. So I was asked to be the surrogate grandfather.
What, the godfather?
Well, I'm the godfather, but like in this ceremony, I would be Kyle's father.
Huh.
And so you hand the baby along in a row, and you hand the kid off to...
Down generationally.
Yeah.
But
luckily, I was out of town when it happened. Good. Because they do it right after the kid's born, like as soon as they get the kid home. And so we were out of town, so I didn't have to witness a young...
I think the rabbi eats it.
Pretty sure that's probably true.
I'm pretty sure that's...
Dips it in the fondue fountain, either in the cheese or in the chocolate.
I think they do. If you look it up, I think the rabbi eats the moil.
I heard stories where they actually suck the wound.
That's what it is.
The rabbis are sucking this little kid's dick?
They're sucking baby dicks.
I'm not a doctor. I don't know.
No, I'm pretty sure.
But I've heard that, yeah.
Like they suck the baby dicks, like suck the blood off.
They can suck the blood off, I think.
So the Jews are ahead of the game. They're like one blowjob in, dude, by the time they're born.
This might be the most ignorant thing I've ever said, but I've heard this before.
Dude, I have.
How come the FBI isn't like taking down Judaism?
Jewish tradition.
Yeah, it's religion. You can't.
The Jews control everything. Are you kidding me, dude? They control Hollywood. I mean, get it? Harvey Weinstein? Does that not sound Jewish to you? Anymore.
Yeah, that guy.
But he did. Like, if you wanted a fucking Oscar, you were sucking his moil, dude.
you gotta suck the moil off. He sucks off a baby penis.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'd take the eye patch.
Yeah, this took a weird turn.
Yeah, I would take the eye patch. I'm taking the eye patch. Sure, I'd look cool. But
like your eye literally being like dug out of your skull.
Well,
you're in the middle of nowhere. You need medical attention.
Now you're setting. Now you're setting a fucking scene.
Well, I have to because I thought you were doing like.
I thought this was like we're in a controlled environment where people are with sterile hands and tools.
Like you're donating an eyeball, like a good person.
Yeah.
No, it's not that. This,
somebody's got a fork and they're going to town on.
Yeah.
All right.
This is something else.
Oh, I'm taking the eye.
That's a cool story, yeah.
That's still a cool story.
You know how many chicks would want to bang me because of that story? He's like, oh, you're so tough.
I know.
I don't think that would happen.
I would come up with what if the Parkinson's guy just had, safety scissors instead of a scalpel?
So he's chopping...
minimize the amount of nicks.
So he's using, preschool scissors, dude?
Yeah.
He's using the Moyle scissors?
I got no leg to stand on. There's no way to make that seem like the direction you would go rather than losing an eye. Okay, you guys beat me. I just think it's a funny visual, though.
Fuck, dude. Well, hey, let's get some wife boobs in here.
Let's get some wife boobs, bro.
Raid my wife's boobs.
Damn, look at them titties!
Did you bring your wife's boobs on here, Mike? Or Matt?
Matt? Nah. No.
You want us to raid them?
Should I?
I'm just kidding.
I'm not gonna.
I know. She's a nice lady. I don't want her to kick you out of the house.
All right. Well, our first one is a video, and it's titled "Video of Her Getting Her Tits Out." Let's watch this.
Dude, look at the size of those nips, bro.
Those are wife boobs. Those are the boobs of a mother.
Does it say that?
Just what I'm telling. Those things, those knockers look like they've been getting suckled on for at least 3 years.
I agree. I see those. Look at that. Those look mileage.
Like the nipples, like bottle nipples, dude.
Well, when they point left and right, like they're looking different directions. Mm-hmm. That's the mileage.
But when she has her next kid cock-eyed and those nips. Fill up again, those boobs are going to look pretty good, I think.
I mean, they're definitely like those motherly boobs where like that baby has no choice but to suck on that nip because it's like right there.
And it's ergonomically designed for a baby mouth.
That's exactly why.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Did Gerber design that?
Those are some Gerber tits.
Those are Gerber breasts, bro.
I don't know. Those are pretty good.
Those are some meaty nips, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for her.
Let's get a... What a...
They're nice.
Are we doing a one from 1 to 10?
1 to 10. 1 to 10. Yeah.
The fact that it's like a GIF... That's pretty ballsy.
It's pretty ballsy.
So I'm gonna go with like a 7.8.
7.53.
What is this, pie, dude? I'm gonna give him a 3.14 and then...
And then repeat
itself. No, I'm gonna give him a 6.
That's not bad. Yeah, I'm on the ballpark of a 6 as well.
I mean, because they're not bad.
Yeah, I'm looking for trophy wife. They're
not worn
tits,
out.
Though.
You can tell. Like, I think she's on her first marriage there.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, they're trying to work it out still, you know?
Well, I mean, she's not holding the camera herself. Somebody else is filming, things are going well.
I mean, what if she's got a tripod? She's got a whole setup, and she does this all the time.
That's what it looks
like. I'd give her more points if that's the way it was.
Oh, we got a disqualification
DQ.
Here.
DQ, she's got a bra.
Yeah, wife wants me to come home. Thoughts, DMs, welcome. Yeah.
I like how these guys just want people to, hey, your wife's got some nice tits.
But this one gets a 0.
Yeah.
Disqualified.
Why do people
You don't know
that?
What's going on underneath
Have you ever noticed that these are all white women?
This is a 29-year-old with 42 double Ds.
Yo.
Those are enormous.
Yeah, those are huge.
They're pierced.
One is pierced for sure.
No, they're both pierced, you can see.
All right.
So double points.
Those are big nipples.
Those are big
areolas. And you can tell she's laying down.
She's lazy.
She's on her back.
She's fucking lazy.
That's
like once,
and she pushed them together with her other hand. That's how.
I don't think she has to. Well, I think because they're so big.
Yeah.
Like they're just gonna drift apart because of the inertia of her breast.
Yeah.
I don't know if I use that correctly.
We're talking physics with these things.
What's that physicist?
Isaac Newton?
Isaac Newton, fucking.
One of those titties dropped on his head, and he was like,
titty fell out of a tree.
Yeah, he fucking had a pair of fucking titties that he used to come up with.
He actually died a virgin.
Did he?
Yeah.
Is that true?
That's true, yeah. No, he was very religious, and he never married.
What, dude? Well, I guess if you have that much jizz built up, dude.
You gotta concentrate on something, dude.
That's probably why he's so good at it. Yeah, we fucked up.
I shouldn't have had sex.
Yeah,
don't
sorry.
Have sex, because once you do,
you lose your physics powers. But those are nice.
Maybe he fucked donkeys.
Those are pretty big, pretty thick.
And I like
no, he didn't fuck donkeys.
You
he's,
sure?
He's European,
dude. It's Catholic.
Nah.
Catholicism. All these Colombians were Catholics. They were. That's why they were fucking donkeys.
I bet you he didn't even ever jerk off a brain like that.
Oh, my God.
And I bet he knew so many physics, he probably could have done it super quick. He could have gotten one crank, come.
He probably could have. Oh, my God. He probably could have just with the power of his mind.
Using his brain biscuits, dude. This is brain biscuits returning way too hard.
I keep forgetting this is a rate tits and not the rest of her. Yeah, so those are pretty good.
They're nice tits.
Those are nice.
I'm going to give them a 7.
I'm gonna go.
Because you can tell, like, there's no like damage, bro. There's like no stretch marks. There's no battle wounds. Like, I'm pretty sure she has.
Those boobs have been taken care of.
They have been. Yeah. Like, I feel like
she gets that, a 6.9.
I feel like those breasts have a trust fund. That's why you've never had. Like,
you know what? I'm gonna do a 7 instead of a 7.5 because it's black and white picture.
Yeah.
Sure. I was gonna take you know what? Too, for the black and white.
6.8.
Yeah. Get those filters out of here.
I know. What is this? Fucking
Instagram,
dude.
Okay, what do we have here? Full image. This one is my lovely hot wife, 33. See full image. Hey, oh, she is love. They're playing Monopoly with her titties out.
She seems
docking,
fun.
I'm docking points because they're playing Monopoly.
Well, are you kidding? Look at those are some great memories, as you'd say.
Is this strip Monopoly? Can you do that?
She's got an orange, which is one of the corners. That's one of the Monopolies you want.
Dude, do not pass go on those tits. You know what I mean?
I'd like to collect $200 for those tits.
There's a lot going on in this picture.
There is. Like, she looks. I like how she has her head tilted down. Like, she's ashamed.
Hiding, yeah, she's just hiding her face or she loses.
Or is she looking at something in her hands? Like, she's got something in her lap.
Oh, right. Yeah, because her hands are looking like they're folded. Like,
well, I don't think.
So maybe she's so focused on the game.
Do you have to hide cards in Monopoly? I don't think so.
No, that's true.
So maybe that's just the look of defeat. Like, I lost in Monopoly, and now I have to put my tits on Reddit.
I'll bet you that's what it is.
That's what it is.
I'll bet you she lost this game.
If this was strip Monopoly, do you know how long it would have taken to get that bra off, dude?
Do you know how long a normal game of Monopoly takes? I've only had it for days.
Dude, I've played Monopoly one time, and I got fucking furious. I was like, dude, fuck this game. It's been taking too long. I'm sober as fuck.
Her titties are getting an 8.
Do you like them that much?
You've never had those ones. Yeah, like them? Those are the great wife boobs.
I like that she's a good sport.
Yeah.
I'll go with an 8 too. On that.
I'll give them an 8.
Monopoly wife's our high score right now.
Yeah, Monopoly wife. What's the username?
Good for you, Monopoly wife.
Who posted it?
This is posted by You Freddy Shot Wife.
You Freddy Shot Wife? Your wife gets an 8.
We got another DQ.
This one's titled She's teasing.
Thoughts.
I don't come here for teases.
Yeah, your cleavage looks -3. Butt.
It does. That's a butt crack.
That's a flat butt. That looks like a white woman's butt.
You need to do some squats.
She got that white girl ass.
Lift heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah, one looks way bigger than the other two.
Yeah.
One's draped over her wrist.
Yeah.
It is.
<DQ. laughs>
Like a baby owl.
Wife's quick flat.
Oh!
Those things look Lovecraftian in nature.
Wow.
I already used the joke that it was the thing from Bird Box once, but...
Yeah.
These are...
It
looks like when you climb to the top of Mountain of Madness, those are what you see. And you go insane and kill yourself.
Yeah.
There's like no distinct areola either. Like, it's like faded.
Yeah, it looks like
somebody used an eraser.
Yeah, like somebody took the smudge tool on Photoshop.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah. The smudge tool. She has smudged areolas.
And it's not a set of tits either. It is one tit and then another tit. They are totally complete different entities.
Yeah, those titties look like they're arguing with each other.
Right?
Like they're mad. Like it's a late night argument. Like one's in the doghouse.
Yeah, and the hands are trying to like get them back to you. Like, been together forever. Yeah, and then the tits are like, fuck that. They've gone too far.
They look
this
like
time.
They're like in wedding counseling.
Yeah, I'd give this get a higher rating if she let go of them.
Yeah.
And was honest.
Yeah, let's see the gravity on those bad boys.
I'm going to give them a 6. She's got pointy nips.
Giving them a 4 because those look freakish.
Yeah, I'm going to go it's just an even 5 because...
A flat 5?
A flat 5, yeah.
It's a pretty whole number. I like that number.
Let's do one more because let me check the time here and then we'll do one more. Yeah, we're kind of getting late in the day here. So let's... we've seen getting ready for work. We've seen those ones. Here's one. Here's another one for you guy. And then a smiley tongue face. These look like grandmother tits. Which is not disqualifying because they can still be married.
Yeah.
That's true.
Can you enlarge that?
Let's enlarge it. Yeah, let's see what we got here.
Enhance?
Enhance? Yeah, no, this is not.
Can't enhance that, huh?
No, no.
That's it, huh?
I don't have a lot to go on here. Like, I don't know if I like her shirt that she's wearing.
It looks homemade.
Yeah, it looks, yeah.
I don't know why that would matter.
Like,
she's artsy and crafty, yeah.
Those are arts and crafts tits.
Yeah.
Not a fan. I can't really tell either, though.
Yeah, I can't.
It's a little like, it's like she took a picture with like a 2006 Motorola Razr.
It's like a thumbnail, too.
Yeah. You know what? I don't want to. Let's go with another one. I can't tell.
You don't want this to be our last one?
No. Right,
that's fine. All right. Introducing my wife's bibs.
Interesting.
One of the, oh, God, they look like sad dog eyes.
Like they look like the ears of a bloodhound.
Yeah.
The one on the right is damn near perfect.
But the one on the left looks like it's got a little bit of Down syndrome or something.
It looks like the yin and the yang symbols of tits, though. I mean, with tits.
I give the one on the right a 10. So we're at a 5.
You're handing out 10s out here?
That one looks good. I like it. You can tell it's natural. The nipple's normal. The areola is the perfect color. It's a great shape.
Dude, I'm way off on you on this. I'm about to give them like a 6. 6.8.
Well, no. That one on the right gets a 10, but the one on the... We're screwing with the score with the left one.
Right.
So I'm thinking about like a 6.5.
The one on the left looks like it got punched in the tit face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a scrappy fighter.
Yeah.
Like
it's a up and comer
fight, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to give it an overall score.
This test is when like a kid goes through a divorce and the one parent has all the money in the world and the other parent's
not doing so well. Yeah.
Like, I don't want to go to my parents on the left's fucking house this weekend.
Yeah, I don't want to visit Dad, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to stay with you and Martin.
Mm. Martin?
Donkey.
Martin.
Donkey.
God damn it.
I'm giving her a 6.5.
Okay. 6.5.
That's fair.
All right.
That was wife boobs.
That was wife boobs.
That was some good ones. I think I handed out my first 8.
Yeah, I think I did too.
Yeah,
the wrong.
It was Monopoly boobs.
Monopoly
boobs. Shout out.
Yeah.
So we've only got a few minutes left. Let's do some current events.
Oh yeah, current events. My bad. Let me see what we have here. Florida man finds grenade while magnet fishing, but drives to Taco Bell before calling cops, sparking evacuation. So this motherfucker, like...
He has his priorities straight.
Yeah, he's like, dude, I'm fucking hungry. Let me stop and get myself a cheesy gordita crunch.
He's like, I can't wait to take this grenade to the pawn shop and get 12 bucks.
This is totally going to pay for this Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like... Because then he started evacuating, so they started, I guess he evacuated the Taco Bell.
He's in the drive-thru, he's like, check this shit out. Like,
he had to have, right?
He's like, I'd like to pay with this grenade.
Do you accept salvage grenades as payment?
I was like, I'm not
sure. Sets it on the counter, too.
I'm not sure if it's live or not.
I mean, the pin's still in it. It's fine.
So like, stoked he found this grenade, can't wait to tell somebody about it. Just tells the drive-thru.
Fucking Florida, man. So, here's another one. It's,
Oh, I have local news.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, so there's a local teacher. I forgot what high school, but, she fucked her students and she was not bad.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah. She's gonna be fine. That's always how it works. Yeah. I thought the same thing when I saw the picture of her.
Yeah, she's
like,
she had her nose pierced and everything. And that kid is the king of the school. Right?
Oh, yeah.
So, like, shout out to you, kid.
How old is the fucking
She was like
student.
30. The kid.
She was 30?
I don't remember. I just read the headline. I was looking for some joke material.
Oh, yeah. She's not bad at all.
Yeah. It doesn't say the age of the kid, but it is high school, so.
Marin Oates is
her name.
Shout
out to Marin Oates.
Shout out to Marin Oates,
dude. Rape a kid.
I'm trying to see.
And she pled guilty.
Oh,
did
yeah.
she?
She's
standing
like,
next
she's
to
like,
oh yeah, I fucked that
me.
Kid.
Yeah, that kid's dick was good.
It's got that fucking 14-year-old dick, dude. That don't quit. It doesn't say how old he was.
Well, yeah,
no,
but good for him.
Mom, you know that the PTA mother was,
you know,
like,
people, like,
I have to protect my baby.
How okay with it? People like are with that. Like, we're all bullshitting here.
Yeah,
but had the roles been reversed, dude. They'd be like, lynch that motherfucker, dude. We'd be pissed,
yeah.
Well, yeah.
Oh, my God.
But we all remember what it's like to be horny and in high school. And if you the hot teacher wants to bang it, you don't see it.
I'm not
it
saying
it's,
a word.
You do that extra credit.
Yeah. I'm you trying feel to great about yourself.
I'm trying to graduate with honors, dude. You know what I mean? I actually graduated with an advanced diploma, so...
That's like one of the only two things you can do to get fired as a teacher, by the way.
Yeah. Because you well, your wife is a teacher,
or
right?
Or slap the or, shit out of a kid?
Beat him up. Yeah. We'll call those both abuse.
All right. Yeah, okay.
And then the other one is just get caught like doing drugs in the classroom in front of all the kids.
Shout out to every teacher at the junior high in Winnemucca.
That's true.
Yeah.
What you do in your teachers. Own time is just, they can't. Yeah. Teachers union is powerful.
Oh, yeah.
My wife's a sixth grade teacher. That's how I know.
So here's one. Bank robbery suspect identified after using an e-scooter as a getaway vehicle. Jesus, fuck.
That's so fucking like, cool.
I mean, I guess, because those, I've never ridden one. Do those go fast?
Not very,
not fast
yeah,
enough for
yeah.
a bank robbery getaway vehicle.
And it has a GPS locator inside of it. So.
Oh my God, that's right.
Yeah, so... And you gotta like, yeah, you gotta use an app to do, open it or something. Like, you're not getting away with it. Like, you have to like log into the app to get it to go, like to get it powered.
I've never used that. Do you, like, maybe if they were fat, like, yeah, because the tracking fucks you.
Yeah.
The tracking fucks you. And then also, it also like limits how much money you're taking.
Yeah.
He's got lots of money.
Yeah.
He just robbed a bank.
You just
maybe if it was like if he didn't I feel like if he didn't have the tracking, maybe the e-scooter is the way to go because you can get into alleys that way.
I would have stole a Razor scooter from my kid and taken that and been yeah. like, and then hey, guess what? No way I'm getting that tracked. I've stole dozens of Razor scooters.
I'd use my daughter's Hot Wheels.
Yeah,
have you?
Yeah.
Have you that fucking tricked that out yet?
No, but I took off the limiter, so now I'll do the full 5 miles per hour.
That's a lot for a two-year-old. Dude.
Hey, I'm sorry to stuff. Quickly wrap up the news here, but we got a minute left. So, Matt, do you got anything you want to plug?
Except I'm leaving town in 6 months.
God damn it.
You got an Instagram or anything?
Nope.
Oh, damn. Matt's the man.
He's off the grid, dude.
Totally off the grid. As I'm moving to a farm, it's like it has my, I have my own spring water.
Jesus, I feel like if I when I see you again, you'll have like three less limbs.
I'll have lost my mind by then, probably.
Yeah. This has been a very fun episode. Thanks for filling in.
Thanks for filling in, dude. I appreciate
no
it.
Problem. Thanks for having me.
Me and a friend of the show, Luke Westberg, we got a show coming up at the Improv on the 22nd. That's gonna be a big. He's gonna come on next
Luce
week.
Luke Westberg,
talk,
dude.
Yeah, he's gonna come and talk about it. And your neighbors are fighting upstairs.
Oh, dude, yeah, the neighbors are fighting.
So I think that's about as good of a time as any.
That's awesome.
They're getting dangerous up there, bro. Yeah.
You can follow us on Instagram at
Let's Get Dangerous Pod.
Follow us on Twitter at Dangerous Let's and send us an email if you want.
Thank you for listening and we're out.
Stay sweet.
See you.